and FM, Seattle.
And the time now is 10 p.m.
CBS News. King Juan Carlos of Spain may go directly to the people if conservatives continue to block his plans for political reform. I'm Jerry Landy reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Government sources say the king is committed to liberalize post-Franco Spain, and he may put his plans directly to a vote of the people if Franco-conservatives in the government continue to block them. Last week, programs to legalize political parties and to give them a voice in the government were blocked by conservative elements in the parliament and the Falangist movement, the lone party established by Franco. The sources say Juan Carlos is committed to the creation of a Western-style parliament, universal suffrage, and a loyal opposition by next year, and that he'll resort to a referendum if he must to win them. More news after this.
I do some French cooking, and I have tried Fleischmann's in different sauces that I've made, and I use it on popcorn.
Why not? This is Don Morrow, and we're talking with Mrs. Annette Cappert about margarines, about why she uses Fleischmann's.
It's made with 100% corn oil.
Fleischmann's is the only leading margarine made from 100% corn oil. Any other reasons, Annette?
Well, Fleischmann's is high in polyunsaturates, and it contains no cholesterol.
Then you know Fleischmann's is ideal in low-cholesterol modified fat diets.
Oh, yes. I think that if you can cut down on saturated fat in some way, it's worthwhile doing it.
Sounds like you're pretty sensible about what your family eats.
Absolutely. I think Fleischmann's makes sensible eating delicious.
Ever try other margarines?
Oh, no. We like the taste of Fleischmann's, which is why I stick with it.
You're really sold on Fleischmann's, Annette.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the few products that I will stand behind. I'm a Fleischmann's fan.
Thank you, Annette Cappert, for telling us why you think Fleischmann's makes sensible eating delicious.
President Ford spoke out Monday against the payment of foreign bribes by American companies, and he called for new statutes on the books to end the practice of overseas payoffs, which he said harm our foreign relations. Jim McManus reports.
The president is suggesting laws that would require 30,000 businesses to report all payments intended to influence foreign officials. He's supporting Securities and Exchange Commission proposals that would make it unlawful to hide such payments in trick bookkeeping. And he's urging strong action through the United Nations to gain agreement with other countries on stamping out questionable international business practices.
The vast majority of American-based corporations are honest, upstanding citizens in the international community. Nonetheless, we must recognize that unethical behavior by only a few companies can spoil the environment for everyone. Our system of private enterprise is under constant attack today because many citizens no longer trust big business.
Commerce Secretary Richardson said the president wants civil and criminal penalties attached to the legislation, and those are still being worked out. Jim McManus, CBS News, the White House.
Seven big American corporations were the targets of letter bombs Monday, all postmarked Texarkana, Texas. At the New York offices of the country's largest brokerage house, Merrill Lynch, four women were slightly hurt when one of the letters was opened. Others were mailed to the DuPont Company in Wilmington, the Marathon Oil Company in Findlay, Ohio, to Exxon, to Bungie Grain Exporters, both in New York, also to McDonald's, the hamburger chain, and Beatrice Foods in Chicago. Most were deactivated by police. The Democratic Platform Committee has voted to put the party on record as favoring partial federal financing of congressional elections. Proponents basing their support on the apparent success to date of federal financing of presidential elections. Representative Morris Udall, the Democrat who consistently ended second in the primaries and who won the second largest body of delegates next to Jimmy Carter, conceded the nomination to Carter Monday, Udall ending his active pursuit of the nomination in the name of party unity. And along with Senator Frank Church, Udall declared his delegates to be free agents, free to vote their conscience at the July convention. Carter declared the post-primary state of the party to be sound, unscathed, and free of personal or political wounds. And he told a Dallas audience he confidently expects to wind up the campaign year financially in the black. Now this.
Sports are always in season, and we keep you in touch with every season here on Sports Time. I'm Brent Musburger, and nightly, Monday through Friday, I cover the scene with wrap-ups of events past, a look ahead to the upcoming games, and talk with the managers, players, and sports personalities about their lives on and off the fields. There is much more to sports these days than just the final score, and I'll try to find it out for you. Join me for Sports Time, Monday through Friday evenings, over most of the CBS radio network stations.
Nobody needs to tell you about the economic problems we're having, but we can offer you the information that may help you understand and possibly do something about them. I'm Ray Brady for Today in Business, heard every Monday through Friday on the CBS radio network. In recent broadcasts, I've talked about natural gas prices, the American meat supply, given financial forecasts, and discussed proposals to change the way used cars are sold. Listen to Today in Business, weekdays on the CBS radio network.
Russian scientists claim they've come up with a car that runs on water. The news agency TASS says the car burns hydrogen, produced when the water passes through a miniature chemical reactor. The exhaust is water vapor, almost pollution-free, says TASS. There are no plans for mass production since there is no gasoline shortage in the Soviet Union. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, the weather outlook. Fair and warmer through tomorrow with low clouds and chance of a few showers tomorrow night and Wednesday. Partial afternoon clearing, but cooler on Wednesday. Highs mid-70s tomorrow, mid-60s on Wednesday, and lows in the low 50s. In downtown Seattle currently, it's 62 degrees. Taking a look at sports, Major League Baseball, in the American League first of all, Milwaukee beat California by a score of 8-2. It was Kansas City over Detroit 5-2, and Boston blanked Minnesota 5-0. In the National League, Atlanta 5, St. Louis 2, Cincinnati over the Chicago Cubs 3-2, Pittsburgh edged Houston 2-1, and it was Montreal 3, San Diego 0. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next on KIXI. The time now is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall. Uncertainty, unfortunately, must always be the name of the game we are fated to play here below. Even the greatest book ever devised for our guidance can be used to support either side of an argument. Thus, we are told in one chapter, that which is crooked cannot be made straight. And in another, we are assured that the crooked shall be made straight. Well, since our concern at this time is with the crooked and the straight, you shall have the opportunity to decide for yourself.
I wish I could think of a way to raise money.
Go to a bank.
I don't think my credit's that good.
I didn't say go to a bank to borrow money.
But why else would I go?
Well, you can also go there to steal money.
To... me? Rob a bank?
Sure.
Hey, who do you think I am?
I'll bet you that within 2 weeks, you'll say, okay, Walt, let's go rob that bank.
You're crazy.
Maybe. But that doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Our mystery drama, The Unthinkable, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Larry Haynes. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
To the man who bought the Skyhawk, to the girl in the century, we're glad you like your Buicks, glad you set your spirit free.
And to the family from Ohio, to the folks up in St. Paul, nice to see you join us, nice to see you all.
Hey, that Buick Century of yours is some car.
Thanks, we like it.
Yeah, and that tie you have on is really nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I see you have the V6 engine. Look at all that room.
Uh-huh, isn't that something?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you something else that's something. Over 400,000 people have already bought 1976 Buicks.
I bet they're really nice people. Do you think they'd like to come over for dinner?
All 400,000 of them?
Well, I suppose we'd have to borrow some folding chairs.
Yeah, wait a minute. Your mother has a couple.
Yes. Yeah, but we'll make it.
It's nice to see you join us. We're glad it came to be. Nice to see you join us.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
20th Century Fox presents The Omen, starring Gregory Peck and Lee Remick. It is a mystery beyond human solution. It is suspense beyond human tolerance. It is a warning mankind has feared for thousands of years. The Omen, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. You have been warned.
What did you do today? If this was a working day, was it very much different from what you did yesterday or from what you will do tomorrow? For so many people, life is a routine, regular, predictable. And what did you believe yesterday? Is it different from what you believe today? When did you form your philosophy of life? When did you create your sense of values, your morality? When did you decide on what is right and what is wrong and where you would draw the line? Of course, there are those people who never make these decisions. They just go along from day to day and see what turns up.
Walt?
The man himself.
You're late.
Yeah.
Twins couldn't wait up.
I'm sorry.
Kids should always be able to say goodnight to Daddy, hmm? So how'd it go today?
Well, there was this ad. I'd been trying to reach the guy all day, finally caught him at 4:30. Come out to see me right now, he said. I drove all the way to East Wellington.
Did you get the...
No, I didn't get the job.
I'm sorry.
You want to know something? I don't think I'll ever get a job.
I guess you're right. I don't think you're ever going to get a job.
Now, how can you say a thing like
that? Why not? You just said it.
Well, I can say it. I have the right to say it, but nobody else does.
Walt, you've been out of work for 16 months.
15. Don't you have any faith in my ability?
Your ability to do what?
Roxanne, what kind of conversation are we having?
A realistic conversation. I go by the record, by the facts.
Roxy, what am I supposed to think?
You are supposed to think, I would imagine, how to best spend your time without working at a job. What other useful function might you perform?
The only useful function I can perform is to earn enough money to support this family.
Darling, obviously you can't do it.
Are you trying to destroy my morale?
I'm only stating the truth.
If I can't support this family, who can? We have 6-year-old twins. Do you propose to send them to work?
Well, I solved the problem.
You did? And may I ask how?
I got a job.
You got a what?
A job.
What do you mean you got a job?
A job. A situation. Employment.
Roxy, how could you get a job? You never worked a day in your life.
That has nothing to do with it. I discovered something today. You know what this entire situation is all about.
Oh.
There are those people who know how to get jobs and those who don't.
Really?
Now, you have been looking for almost a year and a half, and what's the result? Nothing. On the other hand, I go out, and in the first hour of the first day, at the first place I applied, I found it.
Uh-huh. And what did you get? Some job as a waitress, for crying out loud?
No. I got a job in a bank as assistant to the manager.
Now, what are you talking about? What do you know about money?
Well, that's what the man asked me. You know what I told him? I said I know how to spend it. One thing led to another, and he said, unorthodox approaches and unorthodox people are what we need today. And so I start tomorrow, 9 to 3.
Well, you can't.
Why not?
Well, the kids get home from school at 1. Who's going to be here?
You are.
Me?
Well, you're not working.
Well, I can't stay home and take care of the kids.
You would be surprised how rewarding it is. I know. I've had 6 years of it.
But I'm an engineer.
Of course.
A graduate engineer. I'm a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering.
And it's trained you to be very efficient. That means you'll clean the house faster and better than I ever could.
Now look here, Roxy. It's not my job to mind the kids and clean the house.
Whose job is it?
Well, it's yours.
Where does it say so?
Roxy, you can't ask me to hold still for your taking a job if it means I have to sit home.
Darling, I am not the one who's asking you. In reality, it is the landlord who's asking you, the grocer, the butcher.
Now, this is unthinkable.
I was brought up in a family and in a tradition where men worked at their jobs and women ran the house. Well, whatever the past, this was the present. And very likely the future. She had me. Our savings were just about gone. And what else could I do? Surprisingly, I did a good job. I organized that house. The cleaning, the marketing, the cooking. And I did it all in less than half the time it took her. And truthfully, I did it twice as good. And it wasn't very long before I discovered that I wasn't the only one in that boat. If it was a nice day, I'd go to the park and read a book on electronics. After all, I did have to keep up with the field. He was about my age. And he wheeled a little two-year-old in a stroller. We started to talk one day. He was an architect. He couldn't find a job either.
It's not so bad, Walter.
Now, what are you saying,
Phil? So many of the things in our lives in this world, so many things are done in a certain way. And for no other reason than this is the way they've always been done.
No. Look, if you're going to start to say what I think you're going to say, drop it, huh?
This being an architect, I mean the doing, the creating, it's fine, it's wonderful. But the business of being an architect, the politics, the competing, the games you have to play with clients... I always hated it.
That's all part of it, Phil.
Business. Now, that's for Gloria. She thrives on it. She's with an ad agency, and already she's making more money than I ever did.
Now, what are you going to do? Throw in a towel? Spend the rest of your life doing this?
I'm relaxing. I'm reading. I'm enjoying life.
Oh, sure.
I have time for books.
So did I, at first. But wait. You've only had a month of it.
I've been browsing through the library, been looking up the plans of some of the historic buildings in the city. Hey, you know the Central National Bank, the oldest one in town?
No.
Well, come on, of course you do. Your wife works there.
Oh. You see, psychologically, I reject it.
Do you know there's an old sewer system that runs directly below their vault?
No, I didn't know that.
That's very interesting.
Is that a fact? I don't find it at all interesting.
You see, the bank used to be served by the old system till they built the new one, 40 years ago. And the entrance into the cellar of the bank has been closed off by a single metal plate.
Now, let's see. What am I going to serve tonight?
Now, all someone would have to do to get to the cellar vault is to find a way into that old sewer tunnel.
Now, which supermarket is running a special on fish?
And I looked up the old map, and I found the easiest place of access to that sewer.
Fish. And I'll make broccoli.
Would you believe? It's in the middle of the street, just outside the police station. Walt, the entrance?
Uh-huh. I'll make a vinaigrette and fruit salad.
Yeah, and from there, the tunnel leads you to the bank. It's less than 3 blocks away. So, any resourceful bank robber...
If there's no fish, I can get chicken.
You know, I can tell you're not interested. You didn't hear a word I said.
You know something? That's what I thought. But the fact is, even though I didn't realize it, I heard every word he said. Even as he said it, without being aware of it, I knew what I wanted to do. Do what? Break into that vault, of course. You know, so many things we decide without really being aware of the moment of decision. So many things that are unthinkable to our conscious mind have already been made acceptable by the secret sector of our being that determines the course of our lives. But as I say, I was not yet aware that I had made a decision, especially such a decision. Robbery. Why, that was unthinkable. Or so I thought. Until I had to meet her up at the bank one day. They were going to give her a dinner to celebrate, what do you suppose? Her promotion. She had just been given a raise and a better job.
And there was this old geezer, one of the guards. Pop.
Can I help you?
Yes, I am looking for Mrs. Robinson's office.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell her somebody wants to see her. What's your name?
I'm Mr. Robinson.
Huh?
I'm her husband.
Well, you can't be her... Okay, I'll tell her you're here.
Now, wait a minute. What made you say I can't be her husband?
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, you started to say it. Why?
Well, we just didn't figure she'd be married to a big, strapping guy like you. I bet you must weigh 220. You're at least 6'3". We figured...
What did you figure?
You'd have to be a little bit of a guy, kind of skinny with glasses.
Why?
Why? Well, gee, I don't know why.
Because I stay home while she works, is that it? Because I clean and cook and mind the kids, is that it? And that's not a man's job.
Well, I never said... Now, look, Mr. Robinson, I talk out of turn a lot. You can ask anybody, but I don't mean no harm.
Yeah, well, will you tell Mrs. Robinson that I can't join her this evening? And I'll see her at home. Maybe. Hello, 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 hello. And how did the dinner go?
Hey, that rhymes.
You're drunk.
And what if I am?
You better go to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning.
You see, I didn't want to get loaded in public. After all, my wife is an officer in a bank. And how would it look if her husband got tanked up?
I said we would talk in the morning.
Now, what's there to talk about?
I was embarrassed by the fact that it was my dinner and you couldn't be there.
Well, of course. Of course, especially since being Mr. Nobody, it would never occur to anyone that maybe I might have something important to do, that maybe I had a career that could possibly make demands of me.
Walter, you are not sober enough for us to have any sort of conversation.
Well, I guess they all had a pretty good laugh at my expense back there at the old bank.
That isn't true.
I bet they all say to you at the office, what a great wife you must have at home, Mrs. Robinson. Did you say his name was Walter?
Oh, please, Walt, this isn't getting us anywhere.
But the joke's on you, too, don't you see it? They're also laughing at you because in their eyes, if I've become less of a man, then also you have to be less of a woman.
Walter, darling, please, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Which is what has to happen. Why are we leading this unnatural existence?
It is not an unnatural...
Money. You have to go out and make it because I can't get a job. Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Why did I say that? You know how I love animals.
Walt, please go to bed. You're not really a drinking man.
Oh, I have to go out. I am embarking on a great adventure.
At this hour?
Well, of course. When Columbus said to his wife, my dear, I'm going off to discover America, did she say, at this hour?
But where are you going?
I know a place where I can make a fortune.
Is that the place we're thinking of? Of course. Where else? Is it conceivable that he intends to rob the bank where she works? Sure. Does he intend to do it now? Tonight? There are some questions we simply refuse to answer until Act Two rolls around. Anna shall be here in just a few moments.
Comes a time for just about all of us to experience a certain emotional crisis. How we handle it can determine the rest of our lives. The current Family Circle magazine examines the doubts and fears that can suddenly beset women in their middle 30s. Doubts about marriage, career, the future. It's that last chance feeling which may cause them to look for romantic diversions or for new jobs. The wife of a prominent Washington figure conquered this midlife crisis, for example, by developing her own identity. Another important Family Circle article cautions about the drawbacks of lithium, the psychiatric drug sometimes prescribed against manic depression. The July Family Circle cover features an embroidery of summer flowers for which directions are inside. Incidentally, did you know that last month's issue contained more than $2.40 worth of national brand coupons? Added value from Family Circle, the world's largest selling woman's magazine. Just 39 cents at your supermarket checkout counter. This is Jack Sterling.
We don't expect much from handicapped children. We don't expect them to learn much. Sometimes we don't even expect them to go to school or learn to do things that will help them get along when they grow up. But handicapped children are pretty much like other children. If you don't expect much, they won't do much. If you expect more, they can do more. Most handicapped children can learn and do much more than most of us realize if we expect enough and if they get the special education they need. In this country, every handicapped child has the right to special education, whether his parents are rich or poor. If you have a child with a handicap, any kind of handicap, we have free information that can help. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013.
A public service message from this station and the United States Office of Education.
Those people who walk the straight and narrow path all their lives, who never budge an inch from the code of virtue, who never stray from their principles, who never falter from their convictions, well, those are just the people who can fool you. Pay close attention.
All right. All right, I hear you. I'm coming. Who is it?
It's me, Phil Walt.
Walt? Walt, do you know what time it is?
It's, 3:15.
In the morning?
And it's beautiful out. There's a silver glow in the sky. An eloquent silence lies over the earth.
What do you want?
I want to come in.
Walt, you're drunk.
Mm-hmm. I'm intoxicated. With insight, wisdom, perception.
Mm-hmm. You, want a cup of coffee?
No.
It's a lucky thing Gloria's visiting her sister.
Why? Would she object? Do we have to worry about Gloria because she is the one that pays the rent now?
Huh?
I am here to offer you a job.
What kind of a job?
Robbing a bank?
You're crazy. Where'd you get this ridiculous idea?
From you.
No, I know you're crazy. Look, you want me to drive you home?
No. Maybe we better have that coffee. You need time.
Time? What does time have to do with it? Walt, I would never break the law.
Yes, you would, and you will. Look at us. Two highly qualified and talented professionals, and we're out of work.
I would not violate the structures of society.
Society? What does society care about us? Society owes us the right to have jobs.
Oh, come on, Walter. No one has the right to be a criminal.
All right. Let's assume that that's true.
What it is? Let me tell you.
No. Let me tell you. You are being devastated by the role you're being forced to play just as I am.
Walt, I don't think there's any point to this argument.
Phil, I am here to save your manhood. You're an architect. You were meant to build homes, mighty towers of art and commerce and industry, cathedrals. You can't be satisfied washing baby diapers.
Now, look, my wife was summa cum laude at college. She won an international essay award. She's brilliant. Should she be imprisoned in a house with the diapers?
Now, don't start saying those things. You'll start believing them, and then you'll be lost. Sure, the world is unfair. It's always been unfair. It's been catastrophically unfair, especially to women, sure. But no woman, not even my own wife, is going to hand me the bill for 10,000 years of injustice and say, here, you pay for it.
All right, Walt, I don't mind. Use me as a sounding board. Get things off your chest.
My wife will not support me.
Look, let's see about the car.
We should be ready to rob the bank in about 2 weeks.
No! Walt, I couldn't do it. I want no part of it.
Then why did you suggest it?
But that's what you said before. When did I ever suggest it?
Oh, a week, 10 days ago, we were sitting in a park, and you told me about the abandoned sewer tunnel that led into the cellar of the Central National Bank. Now, why?
Well, because it was an architectural curiosity.
Yeah, but why that one? This town is loaded with architectural curiosities. Why an abandoned sewer that leads into a bank?
Well...
And I said, who cares? And you said bank robbers would find it interesting.
Walt, I never said any...
But you did. Now, why? Because the minute you read about it, the white-hot idea flashed through your brain.
Oh, you're...
Yeah, now why? Why? Why did you tell me about it? You were looking for a partner.
This is ridiculous.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean it isn't true. And you found the ideal partner in me.
Because I happen to be an electrical engineer. You're the architect. You can find us the way in. But getting there is only half the fun. An electronics expert like me would be able to neutralize the alarm systems.
Walter, I can assure you nothing. Nothing like that even entered.
And to top it off, my wife works there. She not only works there, she's an executive, and I could find out strategic information about that alarm system.
Walter, you'd better leave.
No, this is the most important decision you'll ever have to make, Phil. So you sleep on it, huh?
I can only tell you this. It's unthinkable.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it was unthinkable. For about a week and a half. Which is par for the course. We met, as usual, on the park bench. And we talked about trivia, as usual.
This fella's gonna sign with the Blue Sox for $250,000 a year. Do you think they get all that, or is it just talk?
Oh, who knows?
Don't they have to pay a fortune in taxes?
Who cares?
When do you want to rob the bank?
On the first of the month.
No. I rechecked the plans. The seal-off plate of the old sewer is exactly under the vault. Now, one problem. Mm. The alarm system. The outside of the vault, everything leading down to it from the bank, and the bank itself, is wired.
Yeah, we know that.
But what about the inside of the vault?
Just leave that to me. More dessert, darling?
No, dear.
Just a little, huh? I made this special.
And I can't resist, but I'm gaining weight.
Oh, it's a plot. I want to make sure you're as unattractive as possible.
Oh, Walt. Do you think I'd ever look at another man?
Well, I want to make sure another man never looks at you.
You know, something's come over you these past few days. You seem very calm and, yes, fulfilled.
Huh? Maybe it's because I'm out of the rat race.
Oh, I can't tell you how happy I am. I never suspected my talent for business. I just take to banking as if I were destined for it.
Well, I'm glad, darling. More pie?
Oh, just a teeny piece.
And you know, I'm happy, too, right here in the house. I have so much time for myself to think, read, study. You know, I should never have become an engineer.
Why, darling?
Well, I was always clever with my hands and good in math. So my folks said, let's make an engineer out of him. But you know what I really am? An inventor.
Well, that's marvelous. And now you have the opportunity
to...
Yeah. Oh, how beautifully things have worked out. Are you thinking of any kind of particular thing?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a fantastic idea for a detection device.
Wonderful. What is it?
Yeah, you're adorable. You know, right now, it's nothing but some formulae in calculus. But I think it's revolutionary. I have one problem, however.
A problem?
Yeah, now, wait. Maybe you can help me.
Oh, darling, if there's anything I can do.
Yeah, you see, my knowledge of detection devices, I mean on a very highly sophisticated level, is at best theoretical, see?
Uh-huh.
And there'd be no way for me to examine the makeup of... unless... I could see the one at your bank.
Ours?
Yeah. But I can tell, by the way that you said that it wouldn't be a good idea.
Oh, darling, it's a marvelous idea.
Well, then why did you hesitate?
Well, I was just caught off guard by the idea that I could be of help to you. Would it be helpful?
Gee, now that I think of it... Roxy, how would it look? Show my husband the alarm system. I mean, you know.
Well, now, in the first place, I practically run the day-to-day business at that branch. And secondly, my husband is a highly skilled electronics technician.
Now, don't demote me, darling. I'm not a technician. I'm an engineer.
Oh, sweetheart, I didn't mean it. Well, you come in and talk with Ben Kennedy first thing tomorrow, after you get the kids off to school.
Not only marriages, but... propositions, deals, ventures are also made in heaven. You know, I really couldn't believe how smoothly this thing was going. Ben Kennedy was one of the big wheels in charge of security. He was glad to see me, almost pathetically glad. Obviously, very few people ever came to see him or solicited his opinion. I learned more about burglar alarms than I could ever hope to use in a lifetime. But I had to hold still for it because sooner or later, I would decently be able to ask the one key question. Now, what you're telling me, Ben, is absolutely fantastic, but... Now, take your cellar vault.
Yeah?
Is that live also?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, figure you've got crooks smart enough to neutralize all the alarms leading downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Figure they can open the vault.
Yeah.
Well, you see this plan?
Mm.
Once they step inside, we have circuits.
Ah.
Yeah. These little beams of invisible lights.
Uh-huh.
No way they can take two steps inside without breaking a circuit and activating an alarm. A silent one.
Oh, hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, look, suppose you have to do some work or repairs down there at night. How do you, deactivate that system?
You can't.
Oh. Well, suppose someone has to work at night.
You can't from inside the bank. That's the beauty of it. These crooks. They're clever. They can figure out where the main box for the alarm is located. They think when they disconnect that, they're home free. But the control for the vault, that's outside.
Oh.
Yeah, in back of the building, right beneath the electric meter. You can hardly see it. Who'd think to look? You know, a small box?
Sure.
You just open it, turn this switch.
Well, hey, that certainly is the cleverest idea.
Yeah, yeah. Look, is there anything else I can tell you?
Well, I guess you've told me everything.
But why Friday night?
Because the bank is closed Saturday and Sunday. Nobody will miss anything till after the weekend. Now, about your wife?
She thinks you and I are going bowling.
Okay, that checks with my story.
Yeah.
Now, getting in is your department, though. How do we do it?
Well, according to these plans...
Mm-hmm.
How beautifully they sketched them in the old days. A work of art. Well, anyway, there's a manhole in the middle of the street in front of the police station.
Right.
We go down, we move 600 feet.
Mm-hmm.
On the right is a sealed plate. That separates the new sewer system from the old one. We remove the plate,
mm-hmm.
and we are now in the old system.
Ah.
Now, 300 feet south is the plate that separates the old system from the vault. We remove that plate...
Now, just a minute. How are we going to get down a manhole carrying all kinds of tools in clear view of the police station? You got cops looking out of every window.
There is absolutely nothing to it.
Are you crazy? No, he wasn't crazy. Do you know what we did? We hired a half-ton pickup truck, some iron railings, a sign that said men at work. And bold as brass, we stopped right in the middle of the street in front of the police station and set up shop. And you want to know something else? It was midnight. They were even changing shifts. And don't you know, there was a sharp, smart, veteran-looking sergeant. He even sauntered over to the manhole where we were putting up the rail and the sign. And he said...
You guys working late, huh?
Ah, the city's a hard mistress.
You can say that again. What are you going down there for?
We're looking for buried treasure.
Well, now, you got to realize that everything you find, you have to turn over to the property clerk's office.
All right, how about if we split it with you instead, huh, Sarge?
can you cut in the lieutenant, too?
Yeah, sure, there's enough for everybody.
See if you can find me some of them pieces of eight, huh?
Yeah, coming up. Well, Phil and I went down into that manhole, just like Alice went down into the rabbit hole. And there we were, in a wonderland of tunnels. Do people really know what goes on underneath the very streets they walk on? Without any trouble at all, we made our way to the plate that closed this sewer off from the old one. With very little trouble, we removed the plate and entered the ancient and abandoned sewer. With even less trouble, we found the plate that separated the tunnel from the bank vault. And with practically no trouble, we removed the plate. And there we were, in the cellar vault of the Central National Bank. And there, all around us, was money. And Phil could hardly believe it.
Walt.
What is it?
Is it possible? Is it possible? Can it really be so easy.
Can it?
Well, can it? You must admit there hasn't been a hitch so far. Well, now, what do our boys have to do? Simply fill their sacks with as much money as they can carry and go out the same way they came in. However, you know that Act 3 will bring storms in just a few moments.
You may feel it's an embarrassing subject, but since one out of every three people suffers hemorrhoid symptoms at some time, you should know about Preparation H. Preparation H gives prompt, temporary relief from occasional pain and itch in many cases. But Preparation H does more. Actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. With so many having the problem, it's comforting to know that Preparation H helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues. Ointment or suppositories. Use only as directed.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
You know that feeling when you have a job and you give it everything that you can. It's a good feeling, a real good feeling, getting back what you've been putting in. Yes, it's a good feeling. What's a good feeling when you're doing what you like to do? And it's a good feeling. What's a good feeling when you're working just because you're you?
If you get the feeling that you've been discriminated against on the job because you're between age 40 and 65, call the folks at the nearest federal wage and hour office today. They're listed under U.S. Government, Department of Labor. This is Diana Trask, and this message has been brought to you as a public service by the U.S. Department of Labor and this station.
Nothing as damaging to the psyche as being stolid and set in one's ways, poured in a mold, as it were. People should be adaptable, flexible, willing and able to adjust to the demands of any situation. Well, how do you like Walt and Phil? Two gentlemen who have always been honest to the core, and here they are robbing a bank with a skill and finesse worthy of the most seasoned professionals.
Walt! Is it possible?
Sure.
But it can't be this easy.
Well, what are you...
Why are we whispering?
Who can hear us? We're alone in the vault, the cash vault of the Central National Bank.
Look at the money, the money.
Yeah, stacks and piles of money.
Oh, load the sacks.
Yeah, wait now.
What?
Now, just take money we can spend easily. No hundreds, no fifties. Tens and twenties.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, let's not be pigs.
Yeah.
Let's not be greedy.
That's right. This is just tide us over till we can get jobs.
Right.
Now, let's see. $1 million would be...
That would be 100,000 tens,
right.
50,000 twenties.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
All right, just fill the sacks. No. Don't bother with those. Those are
only fives. You know, Walt, I don't know if we can carry $1 million worth.
So we'll take half a million. What's the problem?
Wow. Wow, is it going to feel great?
Yeah.
Not having to ask her for money.
Oh, it's going to be a new world. All right. I think we got enough.
Look, I can still get more.
No. Look, if we run short, we can always come back.
You're right.
Sure.
How much do you think we have?
Half a million.
Quarter of a million apiece. It's not bad.
Well, it'll do for starters. Okay, Phil, let's beat it.
Okay, look. Just hold it a second.
What?
Who's...
Pop. That's Pop, the guard.
Yes. Oh. Guilty as charged. Now, don't nobody move. This here gun. You see this here gun?
Oh, yeah, sure. We see it.
Now, this here gun is a .357 Magnum.
Oh, yeah. That's quite a gun. What are you doing down here, Pop?
What am I doing down here? I guess there's something Ben Kennedy didn't tell you.
Ben Kennedy.
I seen you and Kennedy putting your heads together, so I just kind of sauntered over and
I didn't notice you.
Nobody ever notices old Pop. He just sort of blends in with the furniture. But old Pop here, he notices everybody, and he listens to everybody. Now, why else would you want to know about the alarm system if you wasn't figuring on a heist?
Now, you said Ben Kennedy didn't tell me something. What? What didn't he tell me?
Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he forgot. But what he didn't say was, if anybody's in the vault after hours, a little red light goes on in the guards' room.
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, listen, Pop, what are you going to do with this, huh?
How can you ask that question, son? I'm an officer of the law. I have a duty to uphold.
Yeah, Pop, what'll happen if you turn us over to the police? Now, each of us has a wife, children.
You should have thought of that.
Oh, Pop, don't say that. Now, don't you say that. Not you. That's for those people without hearts, without feelings.
I still got my duty, fella.
Is it your duty to destroy our lives?
That's why they're paying me.
But are they paying you enough, Pop? What do you get, huh? You stand guard over their millions, and what do you get in return? A pittance. You carry a gun on your hip. Your life is always up for grabs. Suppose we were veterans, huh? Ruthless killers, experienced and filled with savvy. Could you have surprised us? No. We'd have been waiting for you, Pop, and you'd have been dead by now.
There's something to what you say.
Yeah, now, Pop, there has to be some give and take in life. You can't be a fanatic, an extremist.
Well, I've always been a reasonable fella. What was that give you were talking about?
We got $500,000 in these sacks, Pop.
Are you trying to bribe me?
No, please, Pop, don't get angry.
I'll take half.
You got a deal.
You gotta tie me up now. Put a gag in my mouth.
Now, Pop, you don't have a worry in the world.
How about the dough?
It'll be waiting for you, Pop. You just make a date. Come around and collect it any time.
I trust you, Walter. You've got that look in your eye.
All right. An unforeseen development. But men of goodwill basically can resolve all their differences. We replaced the cellar plate, retraced our steps through the sewers, emerged at the manhole with our tools and our sacks. I went home and hid the money in the safest place in the world until we could make plans to dispose of it properly. And so to bed, where I slept the deep, dreamless, peaceful sleep of the just until my wife woke me.
Walter, there's been a robbery at the bank.
What? Oh, gosh, how awful.
From one of the guards, you know, that nice old one. Pop didn't come home after his shift. His wife became worried. She phoned, and they found him in the vault, bound and gagged.
Oh, that's terrible, darling. What is the city coming to? A person isn't even safe in a bank.
Well, they said there's nothing I can do, but I am so upset, and I'm so nervous and so angry.
All right, darling. Here, let me make you a cup of coffee.
Keep out of my way. I'm not myself. I explode at trifles.
Hi.
Oh, come in, Phil.
Where's the doll?
It's all right. You can talk. The kids are with their grandparents, and Roxy's upstairs.
Yeah, okay. So, where's the doll?
And this'll kill you. In the garbage can, outside, in the yard.
The garbage?
Yeah, now, Phil, look. They only pick it up Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Is there a safer place for a sack of money, huh?
Yeah. I don't know where else we could keep it.
Well, I had to stash it somewhere when I came in.
Well, when can we...
Yeah, right now. Roxy is asleep. No one is home. So let's go out to the yard. Hold it.
Who could that be?
What do you mean, who could that be? This is a normal house. We do get phone calls. It could be anybody. Hello?
Bring that money back here. I'll let you get away with it.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yeah. Ben Kennedy, you made a sap out of me, Buster. All you wanted to do was find out how to deactivate the alarm.
Now, Ben, I can assure you...
Look, I went outside to look at the box. The switch had been thrown. Now, who else knew except you and me?
Ben, I can assure you...
I will give you 5 minutes to get here. If you don't, I'll call the police.
All right, Ben. How much do you want?
Are you trying to bribe me?
Well, sure.
I warn you, return the money.
But you can't prove anything.
I can communicate my suspicions, Buster. The police will do the rest. I can have them out to your house in 3 minutes before you can even hide that money.
Now, Mr. Kennedy, I don't know what you're talking about.
Trouble?
Ben Kennedy, he's wise.
Oh, we have to hide that money.
Relax, it's hidden now.
But are you sure that...
Look, where else?
Walt? Oh, hi, Phil.
Hello, Roxy.
I am mad enough to chew nails this morning. Everything goes wrong at the same time.
Now, darling, the bank is not your fault.
Something is wrong with the boiler. There's no hot water. The kids got jam on the Persian rug. And look at how the garbage is piled up in the backyard. Don't you ever notice these things?
Well, dear,
Don't you ever complain to these people? We pay them to remove our garbage.
All right, darling. So they missed out on one day.
I work hard for my money, and I won't let anyone...
Now, dear, aren't you taking this too seriously?
That's because you don't take it seriously enough. If you had to pay the bills around here...
Who are you calling?
Who do you think I'm calling? The scavenger.
But why?
He's going to come over here and do what he gets paid for.
Oh, no, not now.
Why?
Well, because it's Saturday. They don't work on Saturdays.
Hello. This is Mrs. Robinson, Waverly Drive. You didn't pick up my garbage yesterday.
Oh.
I am not interested in your excuses. We have a contract. I want that garbage picked up now.
Roxy.
I don't care if the men are off and the truck is in the garage. Get into your limousine and pick it up yourself. And right now, or I'll do business elsewhere.
Oh, now, darling, you shouldn't have, Phil.
Yeah,
What has gotten into the two of you?
We'll remove it, the garbage.
We'll take care of the whole thing. We'll take it to the dump ourselves.
Do no such thing. I pay a scavenger. Oh, now, who's that?
Well, I don't know, darling. Now, look, Phil and I have some errands to run.
What kind of errands?
Well, you know, men's stuff.
Well, will you answer the door first?
Yeah, sure thing. Come on, Phil. We'll go out the front way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm coming.
You Walter Robinson?
Yes, Sergeant, I am.
And, who's this?
This is a friend of mine.
Yeah, a friend of his.
Both of you, stand over by the wall.
What is the meaning of this?
You, Ms. Robinson?
Yes.
We got a tip to search the house.
For what reason?
For the money that was stolen from the bank last night.
I'm an officer of that bank.
Lady, that's how it is.
Well, have you got a warrant?
No, but... What we have got is probable cause.
Well, I can insist on a warrant. I know my rights.
You'll insist on nothing of the sort.
But I have rights.
What have we got to hide? When a bank is robbed, all employees are suspect, or should be. So go right ahead, Sergeant. You won't find anything.
Okay, boys. Step lively and lightly.
Say, is it all right if I go outside, Sarge?
You know, you look familiar to me. I can't place you. And your voice.
I can go back in the yard, can't I?
What for?
Well, to smoke. Smoke a cigarette. You see, we don't smoke in the house.
You don't?
No.
Well, what are these ashtrays for?
Oh, stop it, Walt. Don't try to give people the idea that I henpeck you. You can smoke anywhere you like, within reason.
Just stay put, pal.
Yeah, well... Hey, what's that?
Aha! The garbage truck.
What?
You see, I scared him. He got the truck down here. That's how you have to talk to people. Mm-hmm. You see how he's picking up every scrap of garbage? Emptying all the cans?
Well, he can't do that. He can't pick up the garbage. Not yet.
Why not?
Well, because...
What are you so nervous about? All morning you've been so jumpy.
Yeah, what are you so nervous about, pal? You know, I never forget a face. Where have I seen you before? Yeah, maybe my imagination. It's very helpful of you to cooperate with the police.
Hey, the garbage truck, it's leaving.
What do you want him to do, stay here?
We won't inconvenience you any longer than we have to. You know, I wonder, where have I seen you before?
The truck... The garbage truck. It's been here, and it's gone. The stuff has been dumped.
Oh, hide it in the garbage. In the garbage. What a great idea.
But where else was I going to hide it?
Look what happened.
Well, the garbage was the only place they didn't search. If I'd have hidden it anywhere else, they'd have found it. It's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, why didn't you hold on to the money? Nobody suspected you. You were scared.
Are we going to stand here all day and yell at one another, or are we going to look for the money?
Look for the money.
Yeah.
Look for the money! There's acres. There's miles of garbage. Garbage, garbage, as far as the eye can see and the nose can smell. There's just garbage. How can we hope to find a couple of sacks?
Walt, we are not going to find anything if we don't start. You ready?
Oh, yes. They're looking, examining, sifting, poking, probing. They come every day. After all, they have nothing else to do. To the men who work here, Walt and Phil are a familiar sight. A couple of nuts, but nice. And of course, each day the refuse is piled higher and deeper, and the search is that much harder. But whoever said $500,000 grows on trees? I'll return shortly.
When you finished putting up a picket fence, and putting up a picket fence about finished you, then it's time for country time.
It's time for country time, it's time for country time. The lemonade tastes of good old-fashioned country time.
It's time for new country time lemonade-flavored drink mix. Anytime you worked up an old-fashioned thirst for the taste of old-fashioned lemonade. New country time from General Foods in the yellow and brown can.
May, 1855. The tightly guarded train from London roared toward the English Channel, filled with a fantastic shipment of gold. But when the train arrived, the gold was gone. The most daring crime of the century had been committed. Read The Great Train Robbery, the runaway bestseller about the man who planned and executed this ingenious crime. With more twists and turns than The Sting, Michael Crichton's novel, The Great Train Robbery, is the crackling thriller of the year. A Bantam book, where paperbacks are sold.
And now, Coffee Rich, the frozen non-dairy creamer, presents Coffee Crotch. Tonight, we overhear a conversation in the dining room of Richfield City's richest residents.
Matilda, the guests will be here any minute. Would you please explain 2 bowls of sugar and nothing in the creamer? Why, I never in my life...
Oh, no, Mum, it's a powdered creamer. We're out of Coffee Rich, Mum. Forgot to get it at market.
Out of Coffee Rich? Go next door and borrow some from the Townsends. I precisely told you to always keep Coffee Rich on hand in the refrigerator.
Yes, Mum. So delicious, Mum. Couldn't help but having some myself on cereal this morning.
Very well, Tilly. Coffee Rich is delicious.
And so convenient, too, Mum.
Never mind all that just now. You must procure that carton of Coffee Rich.
Very well, Mum.
Well, will Tilly succeed in her attempt to get the Townsend's carton of creamy, delicious Coffee Rich? Be with us again soon. And meanwhile, try Coffee Rich yourself and taste what the whole town is talking about.
Coffee Rich. 2 of the very best words for good taste in your grocer's frozen food case. Ah, a poem.
As usual, we try to have something for everyone. For those who like stories of bank heists and capers, we have a tale of a simple robbery. For those who seek social significance, we were exploring the changing roles of men and women in our society. And for those who are intrigued by standards of morality, this has been an exercise in the unthinkable. Our cast included Larry Haynes, Terry Keane, Russell Horton, and Robert Maxwell. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the Sinus Medicines, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, the weather outlook. Fair and warmer through tomorrow. Low clouds with chance of a few showers tomorrow night and Wednesday. Partial clearing Wednesday afternoon, but cooler. Highs mid-70s tomorrow, mid-60s on Wednesday, and lows in the low 50s. Downtown Seattle, currently 62 degrees.
You can hear the difference. Bright and beautiful music. KIXI, Seattle.
CBS News is next on KIXI. It's now 11 o'clock.
CBS News. The Secretary General of the Arab League is reported going to Beirut Tuesday in an effort to complete arrangements for a meaningful ceasefire in Lebanon. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Informed sources in the Lebanese capital say Mahmoud Riyad will fly in from Damascus, where he's been holding discussions with Syrian President Hafez al-Assad. Disputes and confusion still surround the ceasefire, first announced as having been arranged over the weekend by Libyan Premier Abdel Salam Jalloud. Then a Syrian government spokesman put a damper on that announcement, saying Syria had agreed in principle, but had not signed any agreement since precise language still was being worked out. Riyadh's Lebanon visit is expected to take him to Junia, unofficial capital of the Christian right-wing forces in Lebanon. Their original opposition to a ceasefire policed by a pan-Arab force made up of troops from five nations and the Palestine Liberation Organization was mollified by Riyadh's statement that no Arab force would enter Lebanon without the rightist's consent. Meanwhile, Lebanese Prime Minister Rashid Karami has sent an emissary to New York to lobby against any move to internationalize the Lebanese question, particularly any debate of the issue in the UN Security Council. PLO leader Yasser Arafat in Saudi Arabia Monday night called for Arab volunteers to fight on the side of Palestinians in Lebanon. He also asked for African and non-aligned countries to intervene immediately to save his people from what he described as the war of annihilation launched by Syria. CBS News continues following this message.
We're the fresh guys.
We're the fresh guys.
We're the fresh guys.
We're Wonder Bread.
We've got that fresh, fresh feeling that makes a bread reform. Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys.
We're wrapped while we're still warm.
That fresh bread feeling really makes a sandwich score.
Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys. Come squeeze us at your store.
Feel the freshness of Wonder Bread. Enjoy fresh-tasting Wonder buns and rolls, too.
I'm Charles Collingwood, CBS News. On Newsbreak PM Monday through Friday over most of these CBS radio network stations, we try to explore the deeper meaning of a news event. We select a major story, issue, or development of the day and then talk about it with someone involved. A participant in the event, an authority in a particular field, or perhaps with fellow correspondents on the scene. Newsbreak PM Monday through Friday, another of the broadcast series from CBS News on most of these CBS radio network stations.
The Democratic Platform Committee Monday night adopted a so-called full employment plank, calling for a reduction of the unemployment rate to 3% within 4 years. Earlier, the committee adopted a plank calling for partial federal funding of congressional campaign elections, a follow-up to this year's federal matching fund contributions to presidential campaigns. The almost complete influence of Jimmy Carter's representatives over the platform committee was evident, as Carter supporters turned back proposals to endorse several controversial issues. Carter moved closer to nomination Monday as Frank Church withdrew from the presidential race, urging his 92 committed delegates to support Carter. Fred Harris sent telegrams to the 18 delegates he won in four states, urging them also to support Carter. And the former Georgia governor scored only a partial victory on a visit to New York, as we hear from CBS News reporter Eric Engberg.
The Carter bandwagon picked up the support of most of the leaders of New York's Democratic establishment, but ran into continuing resistance from rank and filers. Carter is not popular among New York Democratic regulars. He finished a distant fourth in the state's primary last April. Governor Hugh Carey and Mayor Abe Beame, among others, tried to overcome the antipathy with warm endorsements and calls for party unity. But 30 of the New York delegates, out of the 234 who will go to the national convention, caucused and decided to withhold support from Carter no matter what the leaders say. Most of these said they would back Jerry Brown if he had a chance of stopping Carter, but they doubt he has. For the moment, these delegates, most of them legally pledged to Jackson or Udall, say they plan to stick with those two through the first ballot. Eric Engberg, CBS News, New York.
When you finished putting up a picket fence, and putting up a picket fence about finished you, then it's time for country time.
It's time for country time, it's time for country time. The lemonade tastes a good old-fashioned country time.
It's time for new country time lemonade-flavored drink mix. Anytime you worked up an old-fashioned thirst for the taste of old-fashioned lemonade. New country time from General Foods in the yellow and brown can.
Joanne Woodward on behalf of the National Society for Autistic Children. Autism is a neurological disorder that affects behavior and communication. With proper research, education, and care, these children can learn and have a life of dignity. They deserve a chance. Please write National Society for Autistic Children, Post Office Box 8646, Albany, New York, 12208.
An intensive effort by marine experts to save a rare mesoplodon whale has ended in failure. The 6.5-foot, 250-pound beaked whale survived for some 48 hours at SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida, after being pulled from the surf near Melbourne on Saturday. SeaWorld assistant curator Stan Searle said shark bites suffered by the baby were not his main problem. This was a very young animal. Searle says the cream-colored mammal provided invaluable information for researchers, information that's hoped will prove useful in the future care of these rare animals. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, KIXI, 6 minutes past 11.
I'm Ben Franklin, and once again I quote from the wisdom of Poor Richard's Almanac on pears. When Noah built the ark, he forgot to take on board a number of pears, not of the same species, but that complement each other nonetheless. A pear that cannot be called back, a word and a stone. A pear that comes to the feast uninvited, fiddlers and flies. A pear that is hard to choose, a woman and a melon. A pear that never existed, a good war and a bad peace. And finally, a pair of sides to a question, the wrong side and our side. And now, some wisdom from a modern source.
Imagine a store where you can find just about every kind of insurance. A choice of leading insurance companies, low prices, and trained professionals. Imagine all this, and you've got the idea behind the insurance store. For your nearest insurance store, just see an agent listed under the Continental Insurance Soldier in the Yellow Pages.
Bright and beautiful music, all day and all night. This is KIXI.